Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so I know you spent a lot of time on this. I want to do this. I think it's interesting. Over the course of the past few months, you guys know we don't do like mock drafts as topics. We do them in blitz format. Well, Sully has perused over 75 mock drafts. I don't even know 75 places that do mock drafts. And he has cataloged every player that's been mocked to you and then ranked it in order of popularity. So we're going to do it countdown style. And then I'll give you my thoughts on some of these, and we'll see, again, who cares what I think. Look, we're all talking sports. It's like we're at the bar. I'll kind of go thumbs up, thumbs down on these, and we'll see if any of them are accurate. Watch, there's 14 people mocked to the Lions. They'll take a guy who hasn't been. It's just how it works. But let's get into it. The final, as a single tear rolls down Sully's cheek, Mock Draft Mania.
Mock draft, you feeling good about it? How high would he go in this year's draft?
Do it live! That's a big night for the Lions, picking 8th overall. Gotta love
Todd,
it.
Todd,
you're an idiot. All right, so here's the thing. These are recent mock drafts, and yeah, as you said, most commonly mocked to Lions at 8 overall. 14 guys on here. I sorted it by percentage, somewhere between 75, 100 mock drafts. Take as much time as you want. Maybe you think some of these are completely unrealistic, whatever. Starting at 14, 1%. 1% of mock drafts have Quinnen Williams going to the Lions at number 8.
Unless it comes out that Quinnen Williams has committed worldwide atrocities, there is absolutely no chance in H-E-double-L hell that Quinnen Williams falls to 9. That is an outright veto. And as the skit goes, may God have mercy on your soul. We are all dumber for having heard that.
Finito.
Next.
All right, so another guy at 1%, corner from Georgia, DeAndre Baker, as high as 8th.
I would not rule that out. Now, clearly that's a plus 500 underdog. I like DeAndre Baker. Undersized, but a fighter, a pit bull, great ball skills, and they need a corner opposite Slay. You know what? That's exactly the type of corner tandem you want. Aggressive. You know, Slay usually did not have a great year last year, if we're being honest. But let's say he bounces back and the guy on the other side's a bit of a ball hawk. I'm not saying it's likely, but I wouldn't say impossible.
Double box.
Another guy at 1%, Byron Murphy, corner from Washington, at 12th most mocked to the Lions.
Yeah, I don't see how you land on Byron Murphy over DeAndre Baker. The Greedy Williams stuff aside, I know he's falling. The Lions want a tackler. He doesn't tackle, according to them. I'm going to go no on Byron Murphy. That would actually annoy me, I think.
On to the 2%. We got Devin White from LSU. 2% of mock drafts have him to the Lions at 8.
All right, can I ask you a question? You don't have to answer it, but it helps with what I'll say about this. Is Devin Bush on this list?
He's not. Okay. I couldn't find a mock draft with Devin Bush.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go Devin White and Devin Bush together. Don't rule it out. I think Devin White ends up going higher than this. But Devin Bush is rising in this draft. And what we think about it, whether you love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. This is about what could happen tonight. Devin Bush gives the Lions something they don't have, which is top-end athleticism on defense. Now, Devin White, Devin Bush, both linebackers, I would not rule it out. I think it would be a sneaky, kind of unexpected thing that, look, it would still fit in the big picture. You put Devin Bush behind this defensive line. Keep Jared Davis at home a little bit more. Let Devin Bush be the guy who's blowing up screens and going in the flats. Extra pass rusher with that speed. You know what? Mike, I'm not going to rule that out. And I think I got a real feeling Bush is going in the top 10 tonight.
Yeah, I even look to...
Regardless of what anyone thinks, whether you love him or hate him, I'm just saying there seems to be a tidal wave here. Go ahead.
I specifically even looked to see if there were searched, if there were any mock drafts that had Devin Bush to the Lions. I couldn't find any. Another guy at 2% of mock drafts have Greedy Williams to the Lions. Corner from LSU.
I'm going to say no. I just think the time is gone. I think it was weird how specific the criticism was as it related to being selected by the Lions and their desire to have a tackler at corner. And Greedy has really fallen, and I can't figure out why. So I will say no to that. I will say that that is more impossible than Devin Bush.
The ninth most commonly mocked player to the Lions might surprise you, but 2% as well. Noah Fant, tight end from Iowa.
Oh, God. I'm going to let you take this one. I know you have big theories about the tight end stuff. You call it.
Unless they trade back, Noah Fant should not be taken at number 8, nor will he.
Okay, so you're saying impossible.
Yes. I am. For Noah Fant, yeah.
Fant is like Ebron. He's the same style tight end. I will say impossible.
No, it's possible.
David, please.
I really think it's possible. I think either tight end is possible. Really, I do.
Next.
All right, so the last kind of long shot here, then we get into some more realistic names, but the 8th most commonly mocked player of the Lions at 3%, if he falls, Josh Allen from Kentucky. Which we have seen him fall in some mock drafts.
If he's there, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
The only reason I would say highly unlikely is the only way he's there, there would have to be chaos above, including a team taking a quarterback that we don't expect. Like, okay, scenario. Murray goes 1, Raiders surprise everyone and or someone moves up to the Jet pick to take Haskins, and then Gettleman goes full Gettleman and takes Daniel Jones at 6. Now, if that happens, do the math on the rest of the players. 3 quarterbacks in the top 6, well, then you end up with Devin White to the Bucs and Bosa to the Niners and Quinnen Williams. Well, Ed Oliver's still there. Josh Allen could fall. But that's the type of thing that would have to happen.
There are teams I've spoken to that think he's a second-round draft choice.
And that's just not true at all.
All right. let's group these two together before we get into the top 5. Offensive lineman, you got Juwan Taylor with a 4% chance from Florida State. Then Jonah Williams, 5% chance from Alabama to go to the Lions at number 8.
Maybe I'm doing a bad job. I really would be surprised if they went O-line. Because Juwan Taylor, to me, very questionable. And, I mean, I have been reading now for a couple weeks that as hard a worker as Jonah Williams is, there are teams who have him listed as a center on their draft board. No right tackle or left tackle that I'm taking in the top 10 should ever be projected as a possible guard or center. When you spend a pick that high, he has got to be a tackle.
That's the negative slant on this whole thing.
No, it's not. I'm just... Next.
All right, getting to the top 5 here. 5th most commonly mocked player to the Lions at 6% from the University of Michigan, Rashawn Gary. Offensive lineman.
I'll do it in my bold predictions. And they're super bold, like stupid bold, like probably not going to be right bold. I think Gary falls outside of the top 13, top 15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but enough's enough. And if Brian Burns is going up draft boards and Byron Murphy's going up draft boards and 4 quarterbacks could be taken high, something's got to give, right? If Hollywood Brown moves up, that's another one of my bold predictions. I'm going to say no, Mike. And I'll tell you this. I think fans here would be very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Project player.
He is. He's a boom or bust pick. And I think for the Lions, they don't need to do that at 8. They don't need to take anyone that has a low floor. There are so many guys that I think that are up high in this draft, they could just come in and be contributors and be good with high floors.
He's the best player in this draft.
All right, top 4. At 8%, you got Ed Oliver from Houston, defensive tackle.
I think it would be a home run. But I still think the Lions are going to want more versatility, and they're going to want someone who's an edge guy. That's my opinion. I think Ed Oliver would be a nasty, nasty defensive tackle next to Snacks. Snacks is an auto double, which means you can't double Ed. If you don't double him, you're dead. Look, well, I think it'd be amazing, but I just have reservations that the Lions would do it. I think they want somebody, I hope it's not Rashawn Gary, but they want somebody they can more confidently line up outside and in. There's questions whether Oliver can do that.
He is a solid as a rock player.
God, how many of these do we have? Go ahead.
All right, let's get into the top three now. At 16% of mock drafts, they have TJ Hockenson, tight end from Iowa, going to the Lions at number 8.
You know what I'm going to do this for you. This is for you. Impossible. Will not happen. Cannot happen. They paid Jesse James $6-7 million.
Yeah.
They got tight ends on the roster. It's too popular. Too many people believe it's going to happen, so by draft law, it won't happen because I don't want it to upset Sully. No to Hockenson. It will not be the Hockenson hayride.
I love it. Top two now gets very interesting. At number 2, with 23% of all mock drafts having this guy to the Lions at number 8, although he has fallen, bunch of rumors about him, Montez Sweat from Mississippi State at number 2.
I cannot say with any strong opinion because I simply do not know the status of the medical condition. If there's no medical condition, I thought Montez Sweat would have been an unbelievable edge rusher. A guy with a huge frame who would fill out, be that DeMarcus Ware kind of guy. Look, I don't have the medical report. I don't know if it was misdiagnosed. I know what David's saying. If it was misdiagnosed, even though Sweat is not going to play inside early in his career, maybe ever, this type of edge rusher, this type of Von Miller outside pressure, I don't know that you can bypass it. A productive guy.
See, and that's where your team doctor comes in. You have to trust your team doctor enough to believe his report.
We gotta have a team doctor here figure out what's wrong with Roberto. We need a ticket team doctor. Send Roberto in.
All right, and number 1, the most commonly mocked player to the Detroit Lions, at number 8 overall, right here, right now, from Florida State, edge, Brian Burns, 26%.
And guess what? And that's all in the last 2 days. Mike, where was Brian Burns 3 weeks ago? Did you see him anywhere at the Lions?
Not really on the radar.
Did you see him a month ago? Did you see him 2 weeks ago? No.
Not at number 8.
That's why there's smoke. And where there's smoke, there's fire. I think this Burns stuff is white hot. Excellent work, Michael.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.